Now it's time for our weekly chat with Labor MP Andrew Little.
This week, he talks me through the raft of law reforms that are on the cards. There's abortion law, the Resource Management Act, as well as the way that relationship property is dealt with after a breakup. Plus, should the government intervene at Ihu Mātou, what can they do, or do they leave it up to local iwi? And also, what does Andrew Little make of the attack ads that have been released this week? Primarily, there was one by the Greens against Simon Bridges and the National Party. Here's my chat with Andrew Little.
Good morning, Minister. Nice to talk to you after a couple of weeks.
Yeah, it seems like a long time.
I know, it's what happens when you get uni break and it's just suddenly time, and now it's like, oh, final semester, it's finally beginning. So firstly, I want to talk to you about some of the law reforms that are proposed or have come through in the past week. Firstly, there's the Property Relationships Act. The Law Commission says it's time for an update.
Yeah, I think what they're saying is that a piece of legislation that's more than 30 years old, roughly 30 years old, practices have changed, and particularly for people entering second marriages or second long-term relationships or even more than their second one, and they bring substantial assets and what have you to their relationship. At the point of separation, if that happens, then there's got to be more consideration given to what each partner brought to the relationship as opposed to just assuming a 50-50 division. It doesn't get away from the fact that the contributions that each partner makes to a relationship isn't necessarily all, you know, assets and financial. There's other things as well. But I think it's allowing, or a suggestion that there should be greater flexibility in how the calculation, if you like, of what each party brings to a relationship is made up of.
Yeah, and one of the things that was recommended, which is actually something I talked a lot about in my family law course last semester, is what happens if a partner brings a property into the relationship and the value goes up. The Commission's saying that only the increase in value should be split 50-50. Is that right?
Yeah, I think it's slightly broader than that. They're saying that let's see the relationship as a joint venture. What value did the parties or partners get from the joint venture that is the relationship? And in some cases where there is there's assets or there's a property that has pre-existed the relationship, then the fairest way to deal with it is divvy up the extra value that has been created since the relationship took place. In other cases, it might be that somebody might have brought a property into the relationship, but that has become the family home, and one partner has stopped working or has to either raise children or to study more and get more qualifications and do things later in life, sort of thing. So I think it's allowing for a greater sophistication in looking at the relationship, how value has been, financial value has been created, and therefore how that should be divvied up. And in some cases it will be, look, let's separate that off as separate property, and you, that partner, you hold on to that. This is clearly the result of the relationship working together when it worked, and therefore you must share equally in that. It's allowing more sophistication.
Abortion law reform is something that was talked about a lot before the last election. Is this still going to happen in your first term?
I'm very confident that it will. I've said, and I stand by my recent comments, which is that we are weeks away from an announcement rather than months. I'm very pleased with the discussions that we've been having in terms of the government, because the government has to approve me to introduce a bill to Parliament. We haven't completed that decision-making process yet, but when we do, and at such point that we have, then we'll be in the position to make an announcement.
Can you tell me anything about what might be in that announcement?
No, I'd like to leave that until we've completed and concluded the decision-making process, and then at that point we'll make an announcement.
And the Resource Management Act has also been under scrutiny in the past week. Your party's kept talking about updating it, and what we've really got now is just another working group, isn't it?
I think because this is a very sensitive topic, and it's a piece of legislation that, since it first came about in 1990, has been added to, hashed around with. It has been considerably enlarged. It's become very complex and complicated to apply. I know that, I'm not being critical of him, Nick Smith, when he was the National Party Minister in charge, he attempted a reform. I remember he gave a speech with his lectern was the stack of all the different regulations that each different local authority have created for applications to build and do projects. it stood that high. He wasn't able to get a great deal done. And I think this is an area where we know there is an urgent need for reform, but we do need to treat carefully. And the group of people that the Minister David Parker is assembling to assist with that reform are, they are just the sort of people who are needed from all sectors, including the community, to get the reform right, and we are determined to get it right.
But why are you going to be any more successful than the previous government?
I think, certainly with Minister Parker, he knows this area like the back of his hand. He knows what the pitfalls are, what the shortcomings are. He is determined to see reform through, and there is probably nothing more determined than a determined David Parker to create a measure for it. And he's assembled a pretty high-powered group to pull the advice together on what the reform should be. It won't be this year, but it will be a project that will start to see the light of day partway through next year. And if we're going to get the quantity of house building that we need, plus the quality, the environmental quality of all sorts of projects, whether it's housing, roading, other infrastructure, right, then we need to reform the RMA. The equation is that simple.
Moving on, Iamā Tau, there were a lot of people outside Parliament yesterday. There's people gathering at the site again today. Is it time the government steps in?
Look, I think this is a really, really sad issue at the moment, because this is a piece of land that it's been the subject of Treaty of Waitangi claims. Those were claims advanced by Hapū and Iwi. Those claims have been decided. And even after that, I know people who are very concerned about the use of the land at the moment for housing. They've taken their claims back to the tribunal that rejected the claims. They went to the Māori Land Court. That was rejected. They've gone to a UN committee. I'm not quite sure which one. I imagine it's the UN committee in charge of the Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous People. They rejected the claim. This is an issue where I would be guided by iwi leadership and the Kaumātua and Kuia. They are not the people on the protest lines. And I think it's a bit arrogant for a whole bunch of Pākehā who have been drawn into this dispute, taking sides, doing exactly what they're doing, which is picking sides on a dispute that is between members of an iwi. And that, if the Crown were to do that, that would not be in keeping with our obligations under the treaty.
But back in 2016, when you were leader of the opposition, your party said that Iamā Tau needed action, not sympathy. Isn't that correct?
Look, I think a lot of MPs, including Labor MPs, have been involved in talking to the various parties and trying to get a resolution. No one wants to see people distressed and torn about the use of land in this sort of way. And clearly there are people within the iwi who feel differently about the iwi leadership and the decisions that have been taken. I get that. But in the end, as the Crown, our obligation, our responsibility, in fact, our relationship under the treaty is with iwi and with hapū, and that's what we have to respect and observe. And this is an issue that has erupted within an iwi, and I just think I deal a lot with a lot of iwi and a lot of Māori, and one thing that has been very clear to me as a Pākehā getting involved in issues like this is that it is wrong for Pākehā to stand and involve themselves and witness disputes within an iwi or within a hapū. I think doing respect to Māori is allowing those issues to be resolved through tikanga or through whatever process. But I'm not, and the Crown and no government minister is going to step in and take sides in what is an intra-iwi dispute.
But going back to what was said in 2016, Sir William Seale said, for government to force through the special housing area despite the significant evidence presented by Seoul is a sign of an arrogant and uncaring government. Is your government uncaring and arrogant?
No, the government is respecting the wishes of the iwi leadership and whatever decision-making structures they've got to make the decision that they've made. That is their decision. And look, members may have expressed sympathy for the position that Seoul was expressing at the time. I think members and ministers, as the debate has worn on, and look, Opito William Seale is the local MP for Māngere. so he knows the area. But I think on whatever grounds he made his statement, what we all know now is the nature of the dispute, who has the right to make decisions, in a sense, who has mana whenua, and that is very clear, and the Crown should not be drawn into picking sides in an intra-iwi dispute.
And finally, very briefly, attack ads have been launched this week by both your party and the Greens. Is Simon Bridges starting to get under your skin?
I know he kids himself about that, but I'm not a big fan of these sorts of ads, unless they're done well. The reality is the New Zealand psyche, I think, is if we're going to have a go at someone, a personality, let's make it humorous. I think there's an issue about just how humorous this was. I understand, I actually haven't seen it, I did hear some audio. It sounded like Tom Sainsbury, who I think is an outstanding political satirist, great impersonator, and a great, he does great script. What I heard, I just didn't think kind of touched the mark, and I think New Zealanders don't like other New Zealanders calling out kind of personal features and foibles. I think, people do like to get to the heart of issues, even in a humorous way, and I just think at least the Green ad probably didn't hit the mark as much as they might have liked.
Minister, thank you so much for your time, as always.
Thank you.
Talk again in a couple of weeks.
That was Labour MP Andrew Little. The Wire.
So...